usually in May, each one of the public information officers goes to the grave sites of all of our fallen officers on the state police, and we place a memorial flag there. We usually take care of the headstones and definitely the upkeep around the memorials themselves and the headstones. And then every May, of course, for memorial service, each post celebrates and remembers the sacrifice that the individuals on our department made, that ultimate sacrifice. And we remember them and kind of celebrate their memory and camaraderie with the other troopers that are there with us. And usually, like at the Pendleton Post, we would have a luncheon for all the individuals that attend. So it's a little bit of a morning full moment, but we're celebrating camaraderie also during that time.
Sergeant, do a lot of the retirees show up during this time to observe those memorials with the active troops?
Yes, they do. They past troopers or retirees. Each one is given an invitation to participate and to come to the memorial service there. So they come along and they will, you know, interact with new troopers and fellowship alongside them. And they'll sit down and tell old war stories. And it's nice for the young troops to interact with some of the old retired police officers.
And you kind of answered my next question, and that was going to be, do you hear a lot of the historical recounts that the retirees have of when they were active state police troopers?
Absolutely. I mean, times have changed in the way we police, and so just kind of hear how it was back in the 70s and the 80s compared to what the officers are going through now. A little bit different, and just kind of fun to listen to some of the old war stories by the retirees.
There are a lot of observances both nationally and on the state level. Is there any interaction with the smaller departments throughout the jurisdiction?
So, yes, you know, of course, last couple of years we've had some local law enforcement deaths that happened in our district. We do send out invites to the agencies and the family of the two fallen officers, of course, Noah Chanavez and Sierra Burton, Officer Sierra Burton from the Richmond PD. So we extend invitations to their family and their departments. Last year they did attend, and we kind of include them into our memorial service as a remembrance of their sacrifice in the district. But yes, we do invite other agencies who have lost officers in our district, and they have attended.
As far as the Indiana State Police is concerned, and of course things have changed since the early days, the districts have been consolidated somewhat, and what was the Pendleton District as people knew it has now expanded and takes in more area, does it not?
Yeah, correct. Back in the 80s, it used to be three counties of Hamilton, Hancock, and Madison. Since 2010, we then incorporated Randolph and Delaware County, which used to be the old Red Key Post. And then we included Wayne, Henry, Fayette, Union, which was part of the old Connersville Post. So, yeah, we've merged three posts into one, and we span over eight counties.
Do we know historically, since we've been counting, how many Indiana State Police troopers have fallen in the line of duty?
So in the 90 years of the organization of the state police, we have lost 49 officers in the line of duty.
Of course, a lot of people know that that danger exists when they put on the uniform and badge of a police officer, and certainly the Indiana State Police is no exception. But with that, a lot of people are still eager to become law enforcement officers and seek a career with the Indiana State Police, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So isn't there an academy class in progress now as we speak?
Yes, we do have a class attending the academy as of right now. They are nearing the final half of their training at the academy. And again, we just closed the application process for the next academy. And again, we're looking to continue back-to-back classes each year. So if people are interested in the Indiana State Police, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for a career in law enforcement with the Indiana State Police to come in future here.
For those who are not old enough to put their application in to be a trooper yet, Let's talk about the activities that are coming up that provide opportunities for young people to explore being a police officer.
So, yeah, for those individuals who are interested in the Indiana State Police who are not of an age yet to apply, we do host camps at Anderson University that happen throughout the summer. This one, the first camp we have is the Cadet Camp, which takes place June 23rd through the 29th. It's more of our middle school to high school range individuals who are interested in law enforcement, but they can apply at trooper.org to look at those camps. And then if you are 18 and over, so you're not yet 21, where you can be a law enforcement in Indiana, we do have what we call the ISP Shield Project, and that takes place June 5th through June 9th. It's for anyone 18 and over. And we set this camp up kind of like the first week of our academy. So they get like a full immersed experience of how week one is going to be when they, you know, get accepted to the Indiana State Police Recruit School.
And Sergeant Keegan, for someone who may not qualify to be an Indiana State Police trooper, whether it be because of whatever the circumstances be, are there other positions within the Indiana State Police besides trooper that people can seek out to still be involved?
Absolutely. We have a public service side. We have many professional staff vacancies throughout the year. That could be anything from mechanics to equipment installers to dispatchers. We even have in the civilian side or the professional staff side of lab techs. So anyone who's interested in forensic science and the lab work there that goes into that, we have positions open from time to time. For that, to fill that in, so that we always are putting out job vacancies on our social media platforms and our news releases to indicate those professional staff vacancies.
All right, as we wrap up Police Week, let's take a moment just on behalf of everyone here at Wolf Boom Radio and all of our listeners to thank you and all of the men and women of the Indiana State Police for the sacrifices you make and for what you do to keep us safe and serve us.
Well, we appreciate it, and I, you know, again, every day our troopers are out there providing a service to the citizens of the state of Indiana, and every day it doesn't pass on us that a citizen comes up and thanks us for our service and what we do for the community. So we see you guys, and we hear you guys out there, and I know our troops are they enjoy providing that service for the state of Indiana, and like I said, I've always said that police work is a calling, and I am glad that there are individuals who are still stepping up to answer the call and provide that service for the citizens of Indiana.